Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
I want you to do this. I want everybody to look at the person next to you. Just look at them. Don't say anything. Just look at them. Left and on the right. But do you know what you see? I'll tell you what you see. You see the victory of Jesus in that person that you're standing next to.
Loud.
That's what you see. For all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Satan had his hooks in us, but Jesus has conquered. Yes. Jesus told his disciples, he said, I've seen Satan fall like lightning. Amen. But we've seen him ascended. So he's lifted up and he has the victory. Amen.
Jesus has conquered. When I look to my back, I see Jesus has conquered.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing can stand in the presence of God. Hallelujah. And his people. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Created us to praise him. And one thing that he told us to come into his court with thanksgiving and praise. And I just love to praise the Lord. I love to praise the Lord. I love to sing his praises. I love to dance in his praises. Y'all know I've been teaching you all on dancing before the Lord. Praise God. God have created certain ways for us to praise him. Praise God. If you can't praise him one way, praise him another. Praise God. If you can't lift up your hands, praise God. Hallelujah. Lift up your voice. If you can't lift up your voice, take your body and dance. If you can't dance, praise God, there is some way in some way another will allow you to praise him. Praise God. It's nothing like praising our God to ward off the enemy, because the enemy comes in, praise God, to try to stop your praise. But he can't stop my praise, praise God. Hallelujah. I love the Lord. So I'm going to shout it. I'm going to shout it. I can't shout it no more, praise God. I might not be able to open my mouth, but in my mind, I'm still going to praise him. Praise God. Well, you are listening to God's favorite radio program coming to you tonight. Praise God. We pray that you have enjoyed the praise. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet, or maybe you're going through some type of sickness or disease you just can't shake. But guess what? Just go on and praise the Lord. God's favorites are reaching out tonight to help heal your hurts, whatever you may be going through. Maybe we may can say something that may uplift your spirit tonight. may cause you to be healed and set free tonight. Jesus said in Matthew 11 and 28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God is willing to give us rest from anything that we face, anything that we go through. He'll give us peace in the midst of all trials, praise God. Oh, when we, oh, yes, praise him, not somebody else, praise the Lord from your heart. With all that is within you, David said, hallelujah. David danced before the Lord. He praised the Lord all that he had, praise God. And we are to praise God, too, to get deliverance, to get free. And we're going to be talking about healing tonight, praise God, and getting healing from some things, praise God, that we have faced in life or what we may face, praise God, hallelujah. The Lord is good. Yes, he's good. The Lord is good all the time. He ain't just good sometimes. He's good to us all the time. He woke us up this morning and started us on our way, praise God. Hallelujah. And, oh, we have not lost the faith because we're back here tonight, praise God. Well, let's go to prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We come thanking you, Lord God, for your goodness, your grace, your mercy, God. We thank you for every heart that's on here tonight, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in each one, oh God. We thank you for everyone that has a son, a loved one behind prison walls, God. Lord God, that you, oh God, are helping them to, oh God, face the problem to, oh God, help conquer the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that no weapon formed against them. Oh, every daughter that may have gotten pregnant or went to drugs or son went to drugs, God, we praying for deliverance, oh God, Father God, from every drug, God, all kinds, all sorts. I hear that they got a new drug out, the purple purple heroin or something. But the devil is a liar to keep trying to bring all this stuff up on us. Oh, God, we bring it before you tonight, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And touch everyone behind prison walls, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they be set free, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, I thank you and I give you the praise, God, for what you're doing, oh, God, for them. Pray healing and salvation, oh, God, on every family member, oh, God, that have not, oh, God. Oh, God, receive you as their personal Savior. Father, we give you praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Is there any prayer request tonight, praise God, while we are in the prayer mood? If so, press 1 so that we can pray for you tonight, praise God. If there are any prayer requests tonight, we would love to pray for you, praise God, hallelujah. The Lord is good to you. Yes, he is. And he wants you to be delivered, saved, set free, your loved one, praise God, hallelujah. We do have a prayer request here. Okay, number 1 is the 287. Go ahead.
Hi, Minister Vivian. How are you doing? This is Minister Richardson.
All right.
Need prayer for...
Good to hear you tonight.
Thank you. I need prayer for 2 ladies. Both of them is battling some kind of cancer. And this one particular one named Evelyn Lewis, they gave her 3 days to live.
Okay.
So, and the other one is Joyce Glover.
Joyce?
Yes, ma'am.
Both of them have cancer?
Yes. Yeah, they both have the same kind of cancer.
All right, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you know all things, Lord God. And, Lord, we know that we leave this world in some type of way, God, but we believe in you, God, that you can reverse this thing if it's your will, God. And, Lord God, we, oh, God, bring both of these sisters before you, Evelyn and Joyce, oh, God, before you, Lord God. Lord God, if it's your will to heal right now, because, God, we know you as a right now, God. God, you can, oh, God, remove that from their bodies in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, Father, let them call upon you, God, no matter how they feel, oh, God. And, Father, God, I know you can do miracles. Hallelujah. Praise God. But, God, oh, Father, God, if it's, oh, God's cancer to take them out, you've got the time for them to die. You brought them into this world. You know when to take them out. And, Lord God, we put this in your hands. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
The second person is the 214.
Carolyn Dallas.
Give us your prayer request. This is who?
Cancer. Carolyn in Dallas. This is my...
Okay, Carolyn, okay.
This is my second time around with the cancer. It has returned, and I'm having some problems with it. I've been in the hospital now in 4 months. I've been in the hospital 4 months, in and out, and I just need prayer. I know God can, and I know He will.
Praise God. Father,
yes.
Oh God, you told us to call upon you, oh God.
Yes.
I call upon you right now, God, for Carolyn, your God.
Yes.
Father God, you know Carolyn by name, God.
Yes.
Oh, Father God, you have healing virtues that can go through her body, God, and remove
yes.
anything, oh God, that's in her, oh God.
Yes.
Lord God, if it's your will, God, step in, step in. Nothing
yes.
is going to happen, God, till you step in. Step
yes.
in and touch her body right now, God. She said she's been
yes.
in and out. God, you done kept
yes.
her. You kept her for a reason, God. Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch right now by your spirit. Touch her, oh God. Oh God, healing virtue, flow through her right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Third person is 985 number.
This is Zadie Vivian, and I'm praying for my brother Gary, who is listening in on the line. He wanted me to tell you hello. And
I want him to say
Andrew.
Hello to me.
Okay,
praise
I'll
God.
Mute your phone, Gary.
Hello,
I'll
Gary.
Mute your phone, Gary.
Gary is in the nursing home. Holy Spirit, move upon him, oh God.
He may not be able to unmute it.
Oh, praise God.
And I'll
Father.
Also pray for Aunt Evie May. She had a fall and she's in a rehab.
Oh, and I was thinking about her this week. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, praise God. Lord, we just lift up Aunt Evie to you, Lord God. Lord God, to touch her body, God. You know she's getting older, oh God, and feeble, Lord God. Touch her, oh God, and let your healing virtue flow through her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Gary, oh God, in that nursing home, oh God. Father God, there where he is, oh God, minister to him, oh God. Father God, let the nurses and things, oh God, watch him and feed him. And Lord, that he, oh God, but mostly look to you, God. Look to you for help and strength and guidance, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the both of them, oh God, that Aunt Evie May will heal, oh God, oh Father God, wherever part that is broken up, if there's a hip, in the name of Jesus. Do we have our little girl on that I wanted to sing tonight? Do press one, praise God, hallelujah. We don't have any more prayer requests. If we have our baby on, I heard sing so well. If she's on tonight, I would like for you to press one and let her sing, praise God, praise God. If not, we'll go on, praise God. I asked to let her come on tonight to sing, but I don't know whether they came on tonight or not. From Mississippi, praise God, Sister Lola's little niece, whatever, praise God. Hallelujah. But she sung so well the other night, and I just wanted to be heard all across the country. Praise God. Hallelujah. It was such a blessing. We don't know where our blessing lies in our children. God says, suffer little children that come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have Sister Keys on? If Sister Keys is on, press one, that she may can sing us a song, praise God. If not, we will go on. Okay, she is here. Sister Keys, can you sing us a song tonight before I go into the Word of God? Go ahead.
Amen, amen. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Right. right now. We need you, Lord.
Yes.
We need you, Lord, right now. We lift our hands and bow our knees and worship at your throne. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord, right now. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. I lift my hands. I bow my knees and I worship at your throne. I need you, Lord. Every second, Lord. Every minute, Lord. Every hour within the day, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. Can't make it without you, Lord. Lord, I can't make it without you, Lord. Hallelujah. I need you. Oh, I need you, Lord. Right now, we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Right now. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord, right now. We lift our hands and bow our knees and worship at your throne. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah. We need you, Lord. Right now.
Glory to be to God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so thankful for that song because that goes right on into the message that I want to bring tonight. Praise God. In this time, we need the Lord. We need the Lord more, more than ever, ever before. And we need to call upon him even the more, praise God, hallelujah, because we can't do nothing without him. We can't do nothing without the Lord, praise God. He's our helper, he's our strength, he's our guide. He leads us and guides us into all. Just need him, praise God, praise God. So we're going to talk about healing tonight because there's so much going on. There's so much going on in our world tonight. We just need to go to the Lord and just be healed from some of this stuff. And try not to let some of this stuff get into our spirits. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need a healing from hurts. Praise God. Our boys are being taken down in the streets. Praise God. Hallelujah. All down everywhere. Praise God. Everywhere you look, there's somebody being killed every night. And I'm telling you, this is bringing pain. This is bringing heartache. This is bringing suffering up on just not only the mother or the parent, but up on the family. This is an attack. Satan has attacked. We got COVID. We got so much going on. And it's causing hurts. Praise God. We need, just as we had the prayer request, we need prayer for sickness. That sickness brings hurts. People are hurting. People are hurting in all kinds of ways. And we need, God, we need prayer. We need someone to hear. We need someone to talk to. We need someone, praise God, to know that they are there for us at all times. Because guess what? God say when one hurt, we are to be there for them, praise God. Hallelujah. We need healing from afflictions, praise God. It is for his honor and pleasure that he answers specific prayers of faith and that his children be well victorious. God wants us to be victorious. You know, as I read my word, it just tells us about how we can be victorious in some things. Not all sickness, you know, is unto death. I know one a few years back, I went to a deacon's retirement, and so weak and sick, he could hardly walk, and the devil has been trying to. That man has been through all kind of things. He's been to all kind of. He went from cancer to all kind of ailments in his body. And when I went to his retirement, the wife didn't even know me. And I walked up to her, and these people are Catholic. And the Lord told me to go and tell her, not all sickness is unto death. And she didn't know me from an ape to a bullfrog, but I had been praying for him, seeing him walk across that stage, barely could walk, because he had faced so many things since he had the cancer. But I tell you, just as we spoke for those to be healed tonight, praise God, hallelujah, people can be healed. We can speak things into their hearts and into their spirit, praise God, and they can be set free, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. So we pray for over these prayer requests every day, praise God, and believe in God. Praise God, that we're going to hear a great report, because God gives us great victories. And we know that as we have read the word of God, even starting from the beginning, and we're going to do that next week probably. And I wish that all of you all could come on, praise God, and do a praise song and a praise scripture, because next Sunday is our praise Sunday. Praise God. And if you want to participate in this time of praise and healing, praise God, you need to have you a praise song. And I know you can find a praise scripture called All the Psalms are Praises. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you can come on and do your song. And if you can't sing or don't want to sing, you can do a praise scripture next Sunday at 7 p.m. I'm asking all of you all to come in, because I want to see the devil defeated. Amen. Praise God. The devil is a liar. Now, there are three people have asked for prayer tonight for different things. I believe God can step in. Praise God. Don't you? Praise God. There is victory. Hallelujah. There is victory in Christ Jesus. God is a God that he don't lie. Praise God. God is a God of love and compassion, praise God. And he has loved us with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. There is no failure in our God. There's no failure in God. So we're gonna continue on this program. You will hear me have a praise Sunday unto the Lord, because he created us to praise him, and we're gonna praise. We're going to praise the Lord with everything. We might not sound victorious. We might not sound like we got to sound, but we got to sound, because God hears us when we call. All these things that have gone on have caused scars. Sometimes it's from broken marriages. Scars from sometimes we done hurt so bad. Caused by broken relationship, divorces. And this brings about bitterness and unforgiveness and fear, afraid to trust again. I heard that just this week. I'm afraid to trust again. I'm a young person. I've been divorced. I'm afraid to trust again. But you know, God can bring the right person, and you can love. God will open up that love in you and develop a love in you that you never felt before. Praise God. God wants us to be free so that he can work in and through us. God wants us to be free so that he can pour out his blessings. God blesses us when we are free in Jesus. Praise God. I am free in Jesus. I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. Hallelujah. So that's the way we have to do. We got to speak positive over ourselves and say, I will let nothing. And stand in the presence of the Lord in the grace that he has given us. Praise God. Hallelujah. We won't even let this Satan speak these things into our ears that we can't, because we can. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that we can be a blessing to someone else. Praise God. We don't want to be just staggering around every day and, oh, the past yesterday. We want to be a blessing to someone else. We want to be, when we open our mouths, someone will be rejoiced and say, oh, thank you for what you did. Thank you for your prayer. Thank you for showing your love. Thank you, God. Either in our marriages or someone who is going through a marriage situation, prayers will help us and strengthen us to help us go through. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes when we go through, it is the trial of our faith. The Bible say, praise God. How is your faith? You might need your faith to be just strengthened a little bit. Praise yeah. God. And it takes somebody to encourage you, to strengthen your faith. They can say one word to you and say, oh, I thank you. They might not say it to you, but as they go on, their faith is being strengthened because, you know, we have a playback box in our memory that will come back to them what you said. And it will strengthen them in their feeble knees, help them to get up, praise God, and press on a little bit harder, a little bit farther, not to give up. This is not the time. This is not the time of giving up. It's just a test to see if you are ready for the next level. God is ready. When you're going through things, God is just bringing it to the next level that he wants you to go in. Praise God. I'm looking for greater and better things, God. I'm looking for God to do mighty things. I know I serve a God who can do great things. I know that there is nothing too hard for God. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you are angry about someone, what someone is saying, oh, just lay it aside. Shake it off and lay every thought aside and pick up, oh, what the Lord wants to do for you. Praise God. Because he is going to do something great if you just allow him to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you're angry about what someone said, oh, try to forget it. It ain't easy to forget, but when you bring it to God, when you bring it to God, God will help you. Praise God. Ask people for forgiveness. Don't just hold it in. Ask for forgiveness yourself. Well, you say, maybe I haven't done anything. Well, maybe not, but it takes two to make a wrong. Say, Lord, forgive me. Praise God. You got to go and touch yourself first. Praise God. Lord, forgive me, for I have sinned. I have come short of your glory. I tell you, healing will begin. Praise God. Hallelujah. The healing will begin. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because there is nothing God will not let go undone. Praise God. In order for us to be healed, we must have a prayer life. We must pray. We must pray. God said pray in season and out of season. Praise God. We must pray and go to the Lord humbly before him and ask for forgiveness. Praise God. We need the word of God to flow in our spirit, man. Praise God. Hallelujah. If the word of God is not flowing, oh, in you, you will stay sick, praise God, over something somebody done, but release it to God. And, oh, you'll be delivered, be delivered. Praise God. Because he's our deliverer. Praise God. I love it. Praise God for who he is. We need the word of God, praise God, to heal us and set us free, praise God, from bondages and from past sins, sins we done committed today, praise God. However, we got to shake off some of the shackles, praise God, and hurts that holds us while we go through this life. Oh, because in this life, we're going to have trials and tribulations. Praise God. In this life, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we need God to intervene. We need him in our lives. We can't do without him. Oh, we can't do without him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I believe. God is going to heal somebody tonight. I do. I believe. Praise God. There is healing in his wings, he said. There is healing in his wings. Praise God. Oh, there's medicine in his wings then. Hallelujah. Praise God. He got all the medicine. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everything that doctor done tried to do and they didn't accomplish it, God's got it. God's got it. I'm here to encourage you tonight that God got it. God's got it. We're going to go through so much and so much hurt, and we need healing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Healing from, oh, yes, oh, yes, all types of diseases. The Bible said there will be diverse kinds of diseases. Praise God. I want you to pray blessings. That's another thing. In order to be healed, put blessings up on people. Bless people. Bless them in they're going in, they're coming out, they're uprising, and they're sitting down. Bless people. Praise God. Just go bless. He said, think more highly of someone else than you do your own self. Praise God. Just say, oh, I know you're hurting, but, oh, go bless somebody. Bless somebody. Oh, praise God, in whatever way you can. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I know you all do that tonight, praise God. But this is just an encouraging word, praise God. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, unless we get healed in our minds, the devil is steady, is going to try to attack us and have a battlefield with us. But we have to take authority over him. Pray. That's why we did battle cries in our praise earlier. Praise God. Devil is a liar. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I just believe it. Praise God. The devil and I do it all day. Devil, you're a liar. You will not attack with this. You cannot have me. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says the mind is the battleground. Oh, praise God. You must have faith that God is going to touch you in every area. Praise God. Every area of your life. Don't leave no part of you out. Don't leave not your mind, your thoughts, your hands, your eyes, every part, entrance of your body. Take authority over it and say, devil, you cannot have me. The devil is a liar. Praise God. He cannot hide in you. Let him go on wherever he want to go. Into a dark place, seeking rest, finding none. Tell him to go. God has given us that authority. Praise God. To tell the enemy to go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tell him to go. I do it. Praise God. I say, go. Get out of here. Get from around my house. You can't live here. You can't stay here. You cannot abode. Hallelujah. For the fear of spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Oh, yes, to preach this gospel. Oh, to set the captive free. To release those that are in prison in their mind and behind prison walls or wherever they're in prison. That, praise God, the devil is a liar. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we take every part of the word and we wield it against the devil. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know what all of you might need tonight, praise God, but God said this evening that somebody was going through something with strong delusions in the mind, healing, praise God, hallelujah. He said, let this mind be in Christ, which is also in you, praise God. Let your mind be in Christ, and God will touch your mind, set your mind free from every epitome of the devil. Oh, praise God. Healing means to be made sound, praise God. God wants to give you a sound mind, praise God. A mind to praise him. A mind to think upon him, praise God. It's mind to think upon those things which are good, a good report. Those things which are pure. Those things which are lovely, praise God. Hallelujah. God wants to give you a sound mind. Praise God. God wants to give you a sound mind. Praise God. Oh, your mind belongs to him. Your soul belongs to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. God means he wants to restore back to your natural state. Praise God. How I speak it in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. We come against all forms of attack of the devil. Praise God. We come against it tonight. Oh, this program comes against Satan. We don't want Satan playing with you. That's all he can do. Praise God. Hallelujah. All he do wants to play with your mind. All he wants to do is try to attack you in the least parts you think. You see how he has attacked with cancer. Oh, the devil is a liar. I say they shall be healed in Jesus' name. Praise God. I say they shall walk and not faint. They shall believe the report of the Lord. Praise God. They shall rejoice in him and be glad. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. They shall rejoice in him and be glad. He will not suffer their feet to be removed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Binding every demonic attack from the enemy, every impurity that's coming against our thoughts. Praise God. The devil, if he thought that he can take your mind over when you couldn't think up on the good things, he will do it. But this night, he will not do it. Each one of us that's on here, I apply the blood over your mind tonight. Praise God. That your mind, you keep a sound mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good, and his mercy endures forever and ever and ever. And we decree it, we believe it, we speak it in the name of Jesus. We speak to you tonight that there will be no failures. There are no failures in Christ Jesus. No failures in you tonight, God. No nightmares will visit you where you can't sleep tonight. Devil is a liar. Praise God. That your past will not haunt you. Praise God. Oh, God. That your thinking should be clear in the name of Jesus, Lord God. That you shall be made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The devil is a lie. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That you no longer will be stressed. I decree and denounce stress off of you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. No stress will not have you, tied up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some people are just stressed out. Praise God. And they got to take all kind of stress pills. Devil is a lie. We don't believe in that. We believe the fullness of Christ. Hallelujah. That we are free from all stress. I don't care what the devil trying to put in the world. We're not stressed out because of COVID. We don't live for COVID. We live for Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Healed by the power of the Holy Ghost, through the power of the blood of Jesus. Healed, set free, oh God, from every one of Satan's demonic spirits. Pray, yes, he comes with his demonic powers. And yes, he wants to tear us and sway us and try to throw us. But the devil is a liar tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We lay these prayer requests on the altar before God. And we trust God. God told us to trust in him. I wouldn't serve a God if I couldn't trust him. I wouldn't believe in a God that I couldn't trust. Praise God. If he said he can do anything but fail, then I know that the God that I serve can do anything but fail. I know that sometimes we're going to have to go through some things, like I said earlier. But, hey, God will bring us through.
If he said I got to go through trials and tribulations, well, I have to go through them for him to do what he wants to do in my life and your life. Lord, let your perfect will be done. Praise God. Lord, I am yours, and no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Lord, I decree tonight that everyone that is on the line tonight shall live in the happiness and the boldness and the faithfulness of you, Lord God. For you, O God, have chosen your people for such a time as this, and they shall walk, O God, according to your word. O God, Father, thank you. And we do come with thanksgiving. The Lord has done. Praise God. And as I'm going to read this scripture, two scriptures before I leave, Psalms 103, 2 and 3. Psalms 103, 2 and 3. Praise God. Y'all know I have to go to the word before. Hallelujah. I believe in the word of God. And it's God's great love for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. God got some benefits. Don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget. God has benefits for you. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. God is, I don't care what you got going on, God forgiveth all your iniquities. Who healeth all our disease. This is where I want to get to. Who healeth. Who redeemed our life from destruction. Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is be renewed like an eagle. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Praise God. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. Praise God. He has not dealt with us after our sin, nor rewarded. God has not dealt with you after your sin. He's going to, if anything, he's going to reward you because you come to him. Praise God. Us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward all them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, the Lord said, so far has he received our transgression. And I'm going to go to another scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you all, just take the scripture and apply it to your heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. We said we was going to go to Psalm 34 and 19. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it says this. Praise God. 34 and 19. God for deliverance. Praise God. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. I love this. With me. And let us exalt his name together. Praise God. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Praise God. We don't have to fear about COVID. Hallelujah. They looked unto him and were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his trouble. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see. I love this here. Oh, taste and see. Oh, taste and see. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good and his mercy endure forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want for any good thing. Come, ye children. God tells us all the time to come to him. As I told you earlier, Jesus said in Matthew 11 and 28, come unto me, children, to come. Praise God. Come, ye children, ye hearken unto me,
and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Praise God. What man is it that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. I'm telling you, the Lord's ears are open to your cry tonight. Cry out unto the Lord. Let him know that you are there. He knows it. He just wants you to cry out to him. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Praise God. And you all can go back and read those scriptures for yourself. Praise God. I just thank you for everyone that's on. Praise God. Please come back here with us next Sunday night, and let's praise the Lord together. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise. Let's, you know, it's blessing when people come together and bless the Lord together. Praise God. Next Sunday night at 7 p.m. with Minister Janice Williams on Friday nights at 8 p.m. Please join us there. Praise God. Me and Minister Janice and others are there praising God together at 8 p.m. on this same number, 171-440-9058. Bring somebody on with you that need a blessing, because we're going to bless them. God said in Numbers chapter 6, he gave Moses the highest blessing. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you, and may he give you peace. God wants us to put blessings up on people. And if you would like our address to write us, it's God's Favorite, P.O. Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. Or if you would like to call me, praise God, on a personal prayer request, you may call me at 504-347-5797. If I'm out, I will return your call. You just leave me a message, praise God. I'll be glad to pray for you. Praise God. We are here for you at all times whenever we can reach you or talk with you or pray with you or encourage you in any way that we can. So thank you again for being on, and we love you. May God bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name I pray. And I'll see you back here next Sunday night with your praise scripture and your songs. Praise God. We're going to defeat the enemy in Jesus' name. Bye-bye now. Love you. Love you much.